This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. And today is Thursday, December 11th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Neary, and I shall be your host for the day. Today, we actually have the privilege of hosting two people. We have one person in studio and one person on Zoom. In studio, we have the Bahamas Paradigm Movement, who is in the person of Arthur McDonald, and he's here to explain his program, his entity. So we'll be happy to have a dialogue with him later on in the show and on Zoom. Okay? Go ahead, introduce yourself. You are live. I'm sorry.
Yes, a pleasant good morning.
That's Arthur McDonald right there.
Mr. Neary, and a pleasant good morning, Bahamas. Always good to be here.
Good. And on Zoom, we have Exceptional Education Outreach. I'm just confirming that we could connect with them. Kermit,
yes.
You're alive.
I'm here.
Good. Hi. I'm glad to hear you. We're going to start off with you, ma'am. I want you to introduce yourself and then to explain your entity.
Okay. Hi, my name is Lang Hudipul. I am the founder of an organization called EEO Bahamas. It's also called Exceptional Education Outreach. And we are celebrating our 25th year of providing special education and literacy programs in the public schools on the family islands. We started in Harbor Island, moved to Eleuthera, and just this year we had a formalized partnership with the Ministry of Education, and we are branching out to the entire family islands, Exumas, Cat Island, Long Island, Andros, Acklands. So we've been at it for a long time, and we help children who have learning differences is what we say, literacy and special ed.
Literacy and special ed. First of all, I would like to thank you for your commitment to Bahamians who have challenges and make sure that they're included. What is your mandate in terms of your organization?
We want to make sure that every child has the opportunity to reach their personal potential. We approach this with a multi-prong approach. We do hearing and vision screening so that we make sure there's no physical impairment that's impeding on their learning. We also do teacher trainings, and we also have daily in-class instruction. So we're within the public schools, and we're providing small group instructions. And we're trying to make sure every child is given the opportunity, because as we know, in 2025, that the world needs all kinds of minds, and not everyone learns the same way. So we partner with the Ministry of Education to make this happen. Even though we're a nonprofit, they are a crucial part of what we've done.
You mentioned that you're a nonprofit, NGO, non-government organization. But how do you get funding? And because what you're doing is mammoth. You basically have the span of the entire archipelago, the family islands, right? And yeah. And you're an added resource. How are you able to fund all of this?
So when it began, we started in Harbor Island. I'm a special education teacher. That's my background. And I was it was just myself sitting under a shade tree in Harbor Island all-age school. And the funding came from people seeing the results of the work that I was doing, and volunteers coming in. And all of a sudden, we had children who, even in high school, I would start working with some non-readers and get them up to reading level. So the most of the funding came from people who had family foundations on Harbor Island. And then as the program grew to Eleuthera, businesses started to contribute, and some charity organizations would give. But I would say 80% of our funding is from individuals who have homes or have families that have a child with special needs, and it touches their heart.
So you have limited funding, but would you welcome more funding?
Oh, yes, especially now that we're expanding to the Family Islands, because we want to support what the Ministry of Education is doing so that we can encourage more programs. The Family Islands have a lot less resources. So, yes, we are always looking for more funding. And our budget is not huge. And what we're doing now with the Family Island Partnership is matching what the government puts in for teacher salaries. We're providing those teachers with supplies, a laptop, really crucial training resources, and assessment tools, as well as the hearing and vision screening for their students, because that's always something we need to rule out, is to make sure our child is not falling behind because of that. So yes, of course, funding is always a struggle, but yes.
Okay, and before I go on, because I have a number of more questions I want to ask you, but I want the listening audience to know how to get in contact with you, so I didn't want to bypass that. So this is an opportunity now, a phone number, a social media link, in terms of how do we, the listening audience, support you, Bahamian support you in your program.
Okay, wonderful. So it's EEO, which stands for Exceptional Education Outreach, EEO Bahamas, all one word. And that's our Instagram. On Facebook, we're Friends of Harbor Island and Eleuthera, but now that we're spreading to the Family Islands, we're going to have to change that. And our website is also eeobahamas.org. And my phone number, which I'm the founder, executive director, we have a good team, but I'm the main person that handles the donors, is 305-389-7485. So I'm out of Miami, but all that information's on our website, and a lot of impact reports and student success stories, all of that in video that sort of grabs your heart, is all on our website, eeobahamas.org. And we're a registered charity in Bahamas as well as in the United States. So if someone wanted to give a tax deduction donation, we're a 501c3. And we're looking to partner with more Bahamian businesses and more investors in the Bahamas who care about the future, because these are those students that have different minds, who have some of the answers that we need to make sure are not getting lost by lack of resources.
And you mentioned that these are students who have different minds or different outlook on how to pursue their education. I want you to walk us through your support. You say you've partnered with the Ministry of Education. You've gone throughout the Family Islands to make sure you render that support. But I want to appreciate what support that you give, like a everyday focus. What exactly does your organization do, or how do they partner with the government?
So every day we have, at the moment we're in 9 schools on Eleuthera, and then that are EEO teachers, and we do pull-out programs. So we have, or push-in, it depends on sort of the teacher that we're working with, and we identify students that are failing 3 or more reading grade levels behind, and we give them a full assessment, so a diagnostic assessment, so we know where to start and what their gaps are. And we work in small groups of like 5 to 7 maximum. And so this individualized instruction allows the students to start where they need to start, where they're not in a whole group of 30 students and falling behind and losing self-confidence. So we partner within the Ministry of Education schools. This is not a private school. This is all, the ultimate goal is to create a sustainable program. So everything is to enable the Ministry of Education teachers to have more tools to be able to reach these students, more resources, more supplies. Now the teachers in the other Family Islands, and there's a few teachers that are hired by the Ministry of Education on Eleuthera as well, they are part of sort of our new branch. This has only been our 25th year this happened, which is called the Family Island Partnership, which is us supporting the Ministry of Ed teachers. And right now we have 11 Family Island Partnership teachers that are hired by the Ministry of Ed, but supported by EEO Bahamas. As I mentioned, with supplies, with training, with hearing vision screening, with the assessment tools. Did that answer your question?
It does. And I'm seeing again, I got two texts for you to repeat your contact information. You said, good morning. Contact for the EEO representative again.
Okay. Again, my name is Lang, and my email is Lang, L-A-N-G, at EEOBahamas.org. And our website is EEOBahamas.org. And our Instagram is EEOBahamas. Facebook, you can find us on Friends of Harbor Island and Eleuthera. And my phone number is 305-389-7485.
Okay. And you mentioned that you have EEO teachers, and I wanted to appreciate exactly what does that mean?
So those are teachers that work full-time, 4 days, 4 to 5 days a week within the school systems, within the schools, where they have a separate little resource room, and they take students for a portion of the day to work on their reading skills, and then they integrate them back in. And we've had students mainstreamed over the years. Our last staff meeting, we shared sort of our statistics of where we're at, and we have had over 710 students mainstream since we started back in 2000. We have 7 EEO centers. We have after-school centers. We have 205 students that are working as part of the EEO program. And then when you combine in the Family Island Partnership students, which is another 300, in total this year, we're supporting 505 students. And we're across 16 schools in the Family Islands.
So you have 16 schools, and then you have 505 students now that you are working with, right? Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you have evaluators come in and you identify students who are struggling to read. But in terms of parents who are listening who are in Nassau, realizing that you're a family island based and concentrating on a family island, but they want resources to say, well, my child haven't struggled, right? But they need resources that they could read or access. Does your organization give resources like that?
Yes, thanks to Zoom. When we do workshops, even if they are live, we make sure that they're live streamed. So last February, we brought in Dr. Alessandri from University of Miami, who's the head of an organization called CARD, which is Center for Autism and Related Disease, and he disorders, excuse me, and he spoke to the teachers and parents. We brought in OT and speech therapists. This February, we'll be doing again a live workshop in Eleuthera, but we'll be streaming it on Zoom. So if you check on our website, we'll have that information, or you're always welcome to reach out to me personally, and I can put you on our mailing list, because it's a lot of the support needs to come from home for students who have low self-esteem, who might be on the autism spectrum, which we've seen a huge rise in. We work with students with dyslexia or different learning differences, ADHD. And then sometimes there's students that just have emotional struggles. And, you know, those are the ones that we work with for a short bit. We get their self-esteem up and we mainstream them back full time and get them feeling like they can do it again, because that's a huge component of it, is the desire and the belief in yourself, as you know.
The Bahamas tend to have challenges monitoring, managing statistics, right? And you're dealing with the family islands, which, because of their location, tend not to be included in the overall statistics. Everything tends to be Nassau-based, New Providence-based, right? You mentioned dyslexia, right? Having problems learning differently. I use that term, learning differently, right? Because I'm dyslexic, actually. I have issues how I read.
Brilliant people are that I really.
You have me blush now, calling me brilliant. Or suggesting I may be brilliant. I just tend to read backwards. Like I turn the book backwards and have difficulty understanding the words and stuff. Right. I want to know the statistics in terms of the family island and what we are seeing. Right. Even in terms of the results of the grade level assessment, the statistics of the Family Islands tend to be on the back burner. So we cannot appreciate, or some people say we do not appreciate, what is happening in the Family Island schools. But you being there, what are you seeing amongst the 505 students that you're working with? Is there a concern about learning disabilities on the Family Islands and that we should be aware of?
Yes, yes. We don't have formal censuses on the Family Islands. I've been working recently more in depth with the Ministry of Education team on trying to get some data. But from what we see within our programs, usually it's about 20% of the school population is falling severely behind. And yes, sometimes it's dyslexia. Sometimes it's that the student started falling behind early on. There's a lack of resources and support. I don't know if you know this, but in the Bahamas, first grade, it starts a lot earlier than in the United States. So I was trained, I have my master's in special ed from Florida International University. And in the United States, we start at first grade at age 7 or 6. Mm-hmm. In the Bahamas, it's age 5. So if a child is already predisposed to some sort of learning difference, the frustration and the helplessness is so quick to be a secondary problem. Because if a child doesn't believe, you know, they're hearing, oh, he's lazy, or oh, he's stupid, they'll start to believe it themselves. So you ask for a specific amount. I wouldn't be able to say exactly how many students have specific learning disabilities, but usually it's about 20% of the school population, and that's being modest. That's on the modest end of things. There's a lot of students that are struggling. And then there is also the ESL component that always kind of gets blended in with special ed, because it's a learning, you know, a reading problem. And we do offer those parents support, after school support, and those students support as well. But our main focus is a child with, and I say differences because I've never loved the word disability. I feel like just like you, look at you and you have a successful job, and I'm sure you see things in a different way. Just because a mind might not process the same way, it doesn't mean that the intelligence and the potential is not there. We have former students who are pilots. We have nurses, a couple pilots actually, boat captains, mechanics, chefs, teachers. So, you know, these are not children that don't have the capability. They just need the extra support. And for the more severe, we do work with them as well. But a lot of those families do travel to Nassau for the more in-depth support.
Today we're talking to Lang from the Exceptional Education Outreach, EEO Bahamas, and we're talking about their program, the Family Island-based program, where they render support to the Ministry of Education, special needs, persons with learning disability or challenges, and she's afforded an opportunity. You mentioned earlier, Lang, about EEO centers. Where are these centers located, and are these centers available to, right, like just, you just walk in, I'm talking Family Islands, you just walk up to the center and say, hey, I need some support?
No, they're all within the public schools. So right now we are in 9 schools across Harbor Island and Eleuthera, and then on the Family Islands, they're not necessarily run by EEO, but they're Family Island teachers, special ed teachers that we're supporting. So no, you can't, you would have to be a student at the school and then be referred to the program through the principal and the teacher. We sort of have a process that way. But if, like, there have been students that are not in a school that we're supporting, and they reach out to us and we provide support otherwise. We get the parents' support. We have one-on-one therapists that will work with parents and offer strategies. We try to do more in-depth evaluations, but that's one of our struggles, along with funding.
I can imagine funding is always important and it's always a challenge. And I'm glad that you have international funding. I'm glad that the Ministry of Education has partnered with you. And so we just need local organizations here to accept and actualize that you need support and your organization needs support to definitely impact family islanders and particularly family islanders regarding special ed and children getting extra opportunity. But is there any big or function happening soon or any announcements that you need to announce?
We just had our 25th year celebration / fundraiser at a place called the Dunmore Hotel on Harbor Island. And we're planning on doing one in Nassau in the early spring, but we're looking for someone to host it. You know, the Family Islands, we're all connected. And I explain this to people from the States, that we all have communities that overlap. So, yes, we just finished that one, but we're still on our 25th year drive. We have a goal we're trying to finish reaching because we didn't reach it at the fundraiser. It's very hard. There's a lot of, when we started, there were not this many charities and nonprofits. It's become a whole different, it's become a whole different world out there now. But what we pride ourselves on is a very low admin. We do, you know, the money that we raise goes to the programs that support the children. We're not like Red Cross with not that Red Cross is wonderful, but we're not a giant non-NGO. We are a very small grassroots organization. So if you give through our website, you can keep in touch and we'll let you know exactly what the funds went to. And also some people direct them to specific islands or specific causes. But we are looking for businesses, for Bahamian investors to realize that this is their workforce. This is the community that we need to support. And if without the support, they're the children that are frustrated and resentful in the community.
Can independent organizations, like I know there's a Long Island Association, there's an Acklands Association, can they pinpoint which island they want to donate to, and then you put forward resources, particularly for an island? Or can that happen?
Yes, it can. We are only 1 year in, or not even 6 months into the Family Island Partnership component, but we definitely target certain funds to certain family islands. And if you email me and you have questions, I don't have, this weekend we're going to the Exumas to meet with the Friends of the Exumas, which is a organization, but I don't have a lot of connections with the Family Islands. This is a new program that we're just now rolling out.
Okay. And my last question to you is trends. Are you seeing any trends or concerns about any increase in the number of young people having challenges in terms of that early reading that the Bahamas should be concentrating on?
Yes, I sadly have seen a huge upswing in autism spectrum related struggles and disorders. There's when we started, I felt like we only had about 5 to 7 students that would fall under that category. And these are not all diagnosed students, but we have seen a lot of increase in the schools. And we have a center now that the Ministry of Ed is covering called the Center for Exceptional Learner on Eleuthera. But I would like to have one of those on every family island so we can truly support them in an inclusive way as much as possible, making sure that they get the support and then they're able to integrate back into their community and not be separated from their community.
Okay, Ms. Lang, I'm going to give you the last word. When we're going to take
a quick
commercial break. We're going to come back to Bahamas Paradigm Movement with Arthur McDonald. But go ahead, you have the last word.
The last word is to respect all types of minds and to make sure that children have opportunities, whether their community has the resources or not. We have to work together and we need to formulate plans to help all types of children, all types of minds reach their full potential. And I would love to hear from you. I would love to get some emails after this, and whether it be a connection because of special needs, a connection because of the family islands, I would love to hear from you. And it's lang@eeobahamas.org, and our website's eeobahamas.org. I really appreciate your time today inviting us.
No, I appreciate you coming on. I hope to have you on again so we could talk some statistics on what we are facing.
Yes, I do. And I look forward to hearing about the next organization. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lang. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bahamas Paradigm Movement, whose mission statement is to invite the Bahamian society throughout our family of islands to move in unity with their potential through education, quarantine, the negative influence, and to reinforce the indispensable value of our heritage as we march towards a new paradigm of peace, health, work, ethics, ownership, and prosperity. We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist, they're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We are speaking to Arthur McDonald, who is a representative from the Bahamas Paradigm Movement. They're talking about crime in the Bahamas, right? So I actually need to understand, what is the mandate of the Bahamas Paradigm Movement? Why was this orchestrated? What is the objective? Good morning again, Arthur McDonald. How are you doing?
A pleasant good morning. Bahamas. Our objective is to educate Bahamians how we can work together to achieve common goals and some of the issues, to solve some of the issues in our society. And one of the main goals is to try to prevent crime within and throughout our country. And of course, we launched this bumper sticker that you can put on your vehicle, and then we have them here. We have them at McCartney Pharmacy. We also have a Jones Communication. And then hopefully we can leave some here for people to pick up. We always talk about crime, and we seem to be expecting crime to happen from one day to the next. We sometimes seem to look forward to crime. I don't know why, but rather than looking forward to crime, we should be looking forward to how we can prevent crime from happening. And Neri, I believe that why we're having all these crime in our country is because we have traditionally did not pass on the tradition that was left to us by our forefathers. In addition, you know, we have 70% of our homes are run by single mothers. And not that single mothers doesn't do, most of them doesn't do a good job, but a fraction of them don't have the time to do it. They have to go to work, children come home from school, the neighborhood and the people and some of the bad folks in the neighborhood, they hang out with them, and herein we have these issues in our society. So we need to do as much as we can to fix our issues within the home and within our society. And I'll tell you, in 1994, in the Carmichael area, one of the largest housebreaking ring that I solved was in that area. We had two rooms of electronic items that they've been trying to solve for many, many months. I cracked that, and we had two rooms of, you can imagine, electronic television, VCR. In fact, I found them because they break into my home, Mr. Nuri. And 3 days later, I lay low for three days, and I found them. And it was amazing to see how many electronic items they had in that home.
You mentioned earlier that you're trying to prevent crime. How does one prevent crime, and what activities is your organization doing to prevent crime?
Well, we're trying to instill in people in the neighborhood to keep their environment, their property clean. Your mind has a funny way of thinking, you know. Clean environment, people are kind of happy. You know that when you go to, if you ride over the Atlantic, your mood changes, eh? Because of the environment. You ride down and go in the hotel at Cable Beach at Bahama, your mood changes. You go to the United States and you see the clean environment. You're on vacation, your mood changes.
So your organization has connected cleanliness to crime?
That's one of the issues, yes. And then, of course, making sure that if you don't have a male in that home, a man, a husband in that home, you get your children involved in some social activities that will lend them some support to developing their character so that they know how, particularly the men, how to become a man. And sometimes, you know, we think it's only men that have these issues. Sometimes there are many women in our society, or females in the society, that encourage men to go out there and get that money, because no money, no honey.
So your organization has also connected crime to lack of male role models in the home.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, extended family support. You know, and we go to, and we point fingers at the church, we point fingers at the church and the government, right? And we don't point fingers at us. We have families we know who may be struggling and need food, need clothes. We have family who have some challenges with their children. We don't reach out to them because we really sometimes don't even talk to some of our families. And we don't check on them. If the neighborhood and the families start to check on their families, you'll see a major change in this country. In addition, we have mothers who do not reach out to their children, single mothers who do not reach out to their father's family for support. They struggle on their own because they do not talk to that man or that child's father, which is wrong.
So just going back to the Bahamas Paradigm Movement in terms of what all they are doing, What activities have you done regarding cleanliness and improving that? And what activities have you done so far regarding male role models or lack of male role models and how we can, as a Bahamas, can assist, I guess, these single parent homes? What activities have you done?
Well, let me say this. I've been speaking to the boys in the school for years. I've also, I do training, and as I do training for companies, in terms of customer service, I speak to the parents and persons within the organization, the importance of being the best example for their children and their nieces and nephews. In addition, in my area, we have crime watch signed all through our areas. We see major improvement. We do cleanup every month or every other month in the area, moving debris and cleaning up the area, the entrance of our area. And people have been telling me that we have seen major improvement in the area. There's no crime in our community. And in our neighboring community, there have been improvement. It was heralded by the member of parliament of that area, Patricia DeVoe, talking about Bamboo Town area, right? That's the East South area. So we have seen improvement. And you've seen improvement in addition to in the wider community, because crime is about 76 now, and that's a major improvement. And we hope that it doesn't happen again. And of course, you know, gun doesn't create crime, a knife doesn't create crime. People do. When you grow up in a community with emotional people, when you grow up in a home where you see parents are being emotional and being abusive, and then you come out in the community and you see the same thing, what happens? That's the culture you develop from a child. And you can imagine this. You have a baby in your hand, right? Just born. And then go and become a toddler in your hand, in your home. And then a teenager. And then an adult. And you tell me you didn't have an opportunity to train that child in the way he or she should go.
So what resources are you, your organization, giving to single mothers at this present time? Where can they go and seek and find help?
Well, we point individuals. Like I said, I do training to different. Our main issue right now, we focus, because you have to focus on, you can't focus on too many things. We're focusing on crime prevention.
And that's what I'm trying to get to. What? How can you prevent crime? And what activities are you doing to prevent the crime?
Well, this is one initiative by doing the bumper sticker. I come on the radio talking about crime and how, the same way I spoke to you and the public about your emotions and how you conduct yourself among your children. You're an example to our children. We blame the government and the church for too long, and we're not pointing our fingers at ourselves. So I'm encouraging people, and every time I come on this radio and whenever I speak publicly, whatever a child display, he gets that from the home or the environment or the people you allow them to be around. We point too many fingers at the church and the people. We have to take personal responsibility for what happens in our society. And that's why I do cleanup. That's why we do cleanup in my area. We put crime watch sign, and we anything that we see that we can reach out to the government entities and areas and ministries to assist in terms of cleanup, derelict vehicles, which they're now doing now. They're doing a lot of that. Over the years, those are the things that we do to try to assist our communities. In fact, I encourage people to do the same thing in their community. Put crime watch signs up. We also have cameras up in our area, so we see what's going on. And people are saying things are getting better.
So part of the things that you recommend, your organizers recommend, is first you put up a lot of signs in order for crime watch signs, and that can be a deterrent.
Well, no, the first thing is to train your children properly.
But everyone said they train in the children properly.
Well, most people I believe, are trying to do the best that they can, right? The charity begins at home. You need to develop your children from home, because you, I just tell you that crime, gun doesn't shoot people. People shoot guns at people. Knives doesn't stab people.
Well, you can do that with a stick.
but they don't use stick anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, I've seen people assault people with a stick and force people to do things. Yeah. So the gun and the knife, I appreciate. It's a mentality of people. So I want to know, how do you fix the mentality of Bahamians just by telling them, don't do it? It ain't working.
No, it's through education. You went to school, Mr. Nuri, I'm sure, and did you have to study?
Mm-hmm.
Repetition gets the message across. We talk, you know, when we talk about crime sometimes and prevention, when something happens, we need this message needs to be heralded every day on our radio station, in our newspaper. This message needs to be heralded in our community, within our community, and people who in business and in positions throughout our country. We need to be talking about this and how important it is to talk to people and be the best example you can be within our society.
Okay. So let's go over in terms of being a motivational person to say crime doesn't pay, right? What should we, you mentioned that we need to be talking more, we need to serve as an example. What should we be talking about? Who should be talking? Well, I mean, every day the pastor talking.
No, well,
every day the politician talking.
Yeah, but
every day the civic organization talking. However, we still have some concerns about crime. So perhaps talking isn't enough.
No. I believe if families reach out to their siblings, if neighbors reach out to their neighbors talking about, because you know what happened? Before these things happen, you know that somebody actually have a clue how this child is acting in your community. Mm. Somebody knows. The parent know, but sometimes these parents...
But the parent broken. They're criminals. So you can't tell a criminal to stop being a criminal. They're criminals.
Well,
you'd have a reason with a child molester, say, man, you shouldn't do that. Their minds mess up.
Yeah, of course.
You got to punish them. You don't talk to them. Punish them.
Well, in some cases you have to do that. Because what happens is that, do you know all your siblings?
No.
You don't know all your siblings?
My old man was a rolling stone.
But those of us who know our siblings, do you know your neighbors?
I try to stay home.
There you
go. When I was on East Street, I knew everybody, but that's called problematic. But where I now live in the suburbs, I just take care of that 60 by 100.
Very few crime in that area.
Yes, because everybody take care of their 60 by 100.
Absolutely. And if we teach people in the inner city, if you go in these inner cities...
To just take care of their 60 by 100?
Yes. And then, of course, if somebody else in need in the area, if you can lend a helping hand to them, you will see the society transform.
You mentioned culture.
Right.
And once upon a time, that maybe was a part of our culture.
Right.
We reaching out and helping our neighbors. But culture changes over. It's dynamic, right? Perhaps what you're saying now is not a part of our culture, and you're trying to go back to a time that Bahamians don't want.
Yes. Let me say this. When I came back home in the 80s from school, let me tell you, this whole society, I was shocked to see the blinging and all the monies and the nice cars and everything else.
That's that drug era,
man,
in the 80s.
Let me tell you something. Man, I was shocked. You could find money on the ground. That's how the society we had at that time. And people seems to, from then to now, seems like we have a culture of just wanting things.
Yes.
We become a thingsy society. We have forget the God value of helping your neighbor, loving your neighbor, do unto others you have them do unto you. Train your children in the way it should go, when he or she grow old, will not depart from it. We seem to just forget God and the values. Look at the divorce rate. People want more, you know. they don't want to work towards something positive. We're looking forward to negativity. Negative relationship, negative society, things are going wrong. It seems as if a lot, not everybody, seems like we're looking forward to see something else bad happen. Why can't we focus on our neighbors, our family, and see how we can assist them? Reach out to them and see what we can do to assist them. That's what we need to do.
So it sounds like your organization is a movement of values and ethics, or a bygone era, right? Because people look at things different. Everyone want to live in, you know, like how I call Freeport people? Like Freeport people don't bother with their neighbors. They live there.
Yeah.
But the Nassau people are more interactive. But Nassau are violent and they more interactive, involved with their. But Freeport wasn't as violent as Nassau. And they didn't worry about their neighbors.
You're correct.
So when you use your example of caring about your neighbors, and Freeport didn't necessarily do it, but they was less violent.
Well, Freeport people actually stay by themselves.
Yes, that's what you're trying to say.
They don't.
And there was no major crime problem in contrast to Nassau, which used to be in that community yard and be all involved.
Let me say this. You also familiar with Maslow hierarchy of needs?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Self-actualization.
Absolutely. And when you're not self-actualized, and then there are some basic needs that people have, and if we as a society do not make sure that these people have physiological needs, if you don't ensure that your neighbor or your family have food, water, shelter, a warm area to be, they're going to find a way to get that. And our responsibility in our society as leaders, in our society, as government, and the church, to ensure that we are empowering our people through education so that they can take care of themselves, and those that cannot provide for themselves, find a way that we can do it.
Education free, Nabamas. Well, inside this particular, just saying, I want to blow this administration, this government's horn, but they have made education simpler, easier. Right? All kind of trade learning and whatever it is, they bragging that they're doing. How come crime's so high?
Well, let me say this to you. They've just begun.
That's been 4 years.
Yeah, but I'm saying 4 years.
Can't solve this automatically in 4 years?
No.
This could take 50 years?
It could take a while.
100 years?
No.
How long?
I think, I mean, I can't give a time, but I can give you a short.
We have no timeline?
No. I can't. I can say we can see improvement. I told you we are now seeing some improvement throughout our society. But yeah, they are doing a good job. They have something, a recent promotion, I think, online. I think they have connected with some institution throughout the United States and elsewhere, where you can go online and probably sign up and learn trade. And in fact, if you don't bring trade within the community, you have to bring trade in the community. Most people don't have a ride to get to somebody's institution after work, okay? You have to bring education in the local school areas where people can walk. People don't have bus money to get to school. People trying to find food to eat.
You believe it in the Bahamas is that bad? We're a country of suffering and poverty?
Well, no, I think we are a filthy rich country. I don't believe we're that bad. We just need to find a way to reach people and educate them. In fact, Mr. Williams in Baintown, I'll be speaking regularly to a program he just started, Gregory Williams, former member of parliament, to young men and ladies, because we only think there's a men that are causing some of the issues. No, it's not that bad. We just need to focus on training and developing our children, because if a child grew up in a hostile environment, and in a home and in society, what do you think they're going to become? And if they don't have food to eat, they're going to find a way to get that food. That's you're human.
Do you believe the church is a failure?
No, I don't. Think
the church finishing?
No.
So is the church doing a good job?
I think the church is doing the best they ever can do. I think
so. This is as good as it gets.
I think that everybody can do better. I think the government, all governments, now in the past, is doing the best they.
What the church doing?
Well, you know what they're doing.
I know, that's why I actually...
You don't go to church?
Not much.
Well, they preach the gospel. If people...
Is the gospel enough?
Well, the gospel tells you to love your neighbor, love yourself. Do unto others as they have them doing to you, right? You have to love the brotherhood. If you don't do those basic things, that means you don't understand what it is, and it's more blessed to give than to receive. A lot of people who have want more rather than giving. You have to give, and God will bless you. Will bless more. You'll get more than you think you have now. So, no, I don't think the church will fail. I think church is doing the best they're able to do. And all governments try their best to do the best they can.
Yet crime is so high.
Well.
Someone failing.
Well, let me say this to you. We are.
So it's the Bahamian people failing.
Absolutely. Because they
finish.
No, they're not finished. Okay. They are children. They're your children.
So these adults now who are doing these things. Adults, yeah. And children. Grandchildren. Well, when you go down the line, look like everybody doing it.
Look here. All males are not men, and all females are not women. Not because you see people walking in adult clothing. They are male or female. Are they men or women? Many of them are toddlers in adult clothing, undeveloped. And like I tell individuals, all these young men that the police are running behind, right? We need to find a way that we can educate these young men in prison, and of course, you know, sometimes...
But they have educational programs in prison.
Yeah.
Is it failing?
But look, let me say this to you. You have to get the right people. You can't put the wrong people in the right job. If you keep on doing the same thing and expecting different results, what is that?
They call that insanity.
Absolutely. So if you see something not working, you got to get the right people in place. People who have the research, the knowledge, the exposure to fix our issues in our country. We need to start pointing our fingers at us. The people who are not listening.
I keep on hearing this us, but I don't do nothing.
You don't do nothing?
I don't do no crime.
No, but you can lend a hand. I believe that you lend a hand on this radio station.
I'd be busy trying to take care of this one child I got.
Yeah, but you have a voice.
To talk to my one child.
Well, you have a voice to talk to the public. You have a public audience.
I one of those persons say, you know, like how China and certain countries don't have crime problems because they execute people, like Dubai and thing. You spit gum on the ground, just cut them behind. I am like a proponent for that, like extremity. You support that?
No.
That's why it's crime high now. Yeah. You might be a part of the problem. That's what you're trying to say.
No. It's these things stem from the home and the community. And lack of male models and role models in the home, and lack of extended family lending a hand.
Can a woman, a single woman, grow up a good man or grow up with good children?
They have.
They have,
and they can.
So they can. So we don't have to be blaming them.
But not all of them. Some of them need some help. Mm-hmm. And we need to reach out to them within our community and within our families, first, and because if we don't reach out to them, and of course, the church has a role to play. Mm-hmm. But you know, I spoke to a church pastor about talking to people about their health and stuff. They said people don't want to hear about that. Mm-hmm. They come here to hear the gospel, and some people don't want to hear about good things. So we have to find a way within our community to assist the government in helping to raise our children and reach out to extended family to ensure that these troubled nieces and nephews get the assistance that they need, because there's assistance everywhere in this country. This country is filthy rich.
So give us some ideas on what some ways that we can be helping the government as private citizens. It's 12 o'clock already.
Yep.
I got to invite you back.
Yes, absolutely.
But I need some ideas on how we can improve the Bahamas.
Well, clean up your neighborhood and reach out to the people in your neighborhood. When they see something, say something.
When you see something, say something.
Absolutely.
That has been Arthur McDonald from the Bahamas Paradigm Movement. I'm going to invite him back. I'm going to invite him back so we can have some conversation on what we can do to help the government, what we can do to support the church, why, have the conversation again on why crime's so high still.
all these things y'all say y'all doing and crime's still high.
Well, it's improving.
It's improving.
Absolutely.
Thank God it's improving. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.